Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 3, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Moncler to bring its e-commerce channel in-house. Apple reportedly buys MobiWave. China considers launching an investigation into Alipay, WeChat Pay. CITCON continues to expand QR payments across North America with OPAY acquisition. Paymentology works with Utility Warehouse to help customers reduce their bills. RealPage reveals its online vendor payments. Apple Card Customer Assistance Program gets extended through August 2020. Gig, Mill of Magic join forces to power new pay and play casinos. Now let's get started. Moncler to bring its e-commerce channel in-house. Italy-based luxury group Moncler has unveiled it will bring its e-commerce channel in-house with a view to double the share of its online business over the next 3 years. Online sales accounted for 10% of the total in 2019, split broadly equally between the brand's website Moncler.com and third parties, Business of Fashion reveals. The luxury outerwear maker previously managed its e-commerce business in partnership with online retailer Yoox Net-a-Porter, now owned by Cartier maker Richemont. However, this agreement expired in 2020. Moncler said the direct management of its e-commerce will start with the US and Canada in October 2020. Moreover, the company will launch a fully integrated e-commerce platform in 2021. Apple reportedly buys MobiWave. Apple has acquired MobiWave, a startup with technology that could transform iPhones into mobile payment terminals, Bloomberg reports. MobiWave's technology lets shoppers tap their credit card or smartphone on another phone to process a payment. The system works with an app and doesn't require hardware beyond an NFC. Apple typically buys startups to turn their technology into features of its products. Apple added Apple Pay to the iPhone in 2014, allowing users to pay for physical goods with a tap in retail stores. Last year, it launched its own credit card, the Apple Card. Integrating MobiWave could let anyone with an iPhone accept payments without additional hardware. Apple reportedly paid around $100 million United States dollars for the startup. China considers launching an investigation into Alipay, WeChat Pay. Yahoo Finance has reported that Chinese regulators are considering launching an antitrust investigation into Ant Group's Alipay and Tencent Holdings' WeChat Pay. The antitrust watchdog has been gathering information on China's two dominant online payments services for at least a month on the instigation of the central bank, as per Reuters. An official inquiry would deal a serious blow to Ant's impending Hong Kong and Shanghai initial public offerings, kick-started just weeks ago and potentially the largest floats either city has seen in years. However, no decision on whether to proceed with an investigation has been made, according to Reuters. Alipay and WeChat Pay account for the majority of the mobile payments transactions in China. Alipay's share of mobile payments has grown for three consecutive quarters, rising to 55.1% in Q4 of 2019, according to research consultant iResearch. Tencent has 38.9% of the market. CITCON continues to expand QR payments across North America with OPAY acquisition. U.S.-based mobile payment platform CITCON has revealed the acquisition of Canada-based payment company OPAY. According to the press release, OPAY offers a full range of mobile payment services, including an in-store and online payment gateways to help Canada-based merchants serve Asian consumers. Among OPAY's Canadian clients are superstore groups, luxury auto dealerships, and premier retail merchants. Therefore, with this acquisition, CITCON takes a further step to expanding its e-commerce capabilities, while serving merchants and their customers across North America. Overall, from standalone devices, in-person, and e-commerce payment APIs, to POS and payment gateway integrations, CITCON's payment solution enables merchants to accept alternative payment methods, APMs, across online, mobile app, and physical stores globally, while expanding reach with fraud and chargeback protection. Paymentology works with Utility Warehouse to help customers reduce their bills. UK-based multi-service provider Utility Warehouse (UW) has selected cloud-based payment processing platform Paymentology to process its cashback card transactions. According to the press release, UW customers can benefit from cashback from thousands of online and high street retailers, including Sainsbury's, Boots, and M&S. This cashback is automatically offset against their monthly utility bill. UW offers customers all their home services energy, broadband, mobile, landline, and home insurance in one monthly bill. Customers can choose to receive a cashback card, which helps them save while they spend, as well as benefiting from reward points as they spend with partner retailers. Besides, they can get up to 7% off their purchases. Furthermore, the functionality provided by Paymentology's platform ensures that UW customers will benefit from fraud protection and balance checking at the point of sale, adding another layer of security. RealPage reveals its online vendor payments. RealPage has announced the general availability of online vendor payments, automating the entire vendor payment process from procurement to purchase order, invoice processing, and payment. Street Insider reports that online vendor payments is part of the RealPage accounting and financial suite, and it enables property management companies to reduce expenses and eliminate 100% of paper checks and other manual processes that can lead to errors and slow down the procurement lifecycle. It also lowers risk and increases ROI, all while providing complete visibility into payments status real-time. In addition, RealPage Online Vendor Payments incorporates the Avid Exchange network of over 680,000 suppliers processing $140 billion in vendor transactions in 2019 and integrates with RealPage Accounting and Spend Management. This allows users to track and manage expenses from a single platform. Apple Card Customer Assistance Program gets extended through August 2020. Apple has extended its Apple Card COVID-19 Customer Assistance Program by a month, enabling cardholders who apply for aid to defer their August payments without incurring interest charges. According to MacRumors, to enroll in the program, consumers have to open their wallet app on the iPhone or iPad, tap on Apple Card, tap on the black circle with three dots, tap on the message bubble, and then send a message that states I want to enroll in the customer assistance program. Moreover, the confirmation of enrollment is sent to the user's email address associated with an Apple ID. Although Apple Card purchases will need to be paid off in the future, the balance will not accrue interest when participating in the program. Overall, Apple has been offering the Apple Card COVID-19 Customer Assistance Program since March 2020, and has extended it each month as the coronavirus continues to impact Apple Card customers, MacRumors reported. Gig, Mill of Magic join forces to power new pay and play casinos. Gaming innovation group Gig has announced it signed a long-term agreement with Mill of Magic, a new brand launched by multi-licensed operator Casimo. Gig will power Mill of Magic's new pay and play casino through the provision of its platform, data platform, and Gig Logic solution, iGaming Business reports. The deal is based on a fixed fee contract with a minimum term of 2 years. Mill of Magic's offering is expected to go live by Q4 2020. In addition, Pay and Play casinos are pioneered and powered by payment solutions provider Trustly, and they allow customers to take part in a no-frills, gameplay-focused gambling experience. With KYC requirements undertaken at the point of registration, players are able to deposit, play, and withdraw with ease through a usual online casino platform. GiG launched its first Pay and Play product dubbed Guts Express in 2018. Though the business has since divested its B2C assets to Betsson. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.